This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
We appreciate the time of Beverly James with the Virginia Organizing Project. Beverly, good afternoon to you, and thanks for being a part of our program.
Good afternoon, Jay.
All right. Well, let me get your initial reaction dealing in the healthcare sector to the Attorney General Kim Cuccinelli's lawsuit, I guess, against the federal government, which means that he doesn't think that Virginia should implement this plan, and I would assume that you may have a difference of opinion.
Yes, I do. I think everyone should be able to afford and get affordable quality health care.
Okay.
And this Health Care Reform Act is allowing that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Virginia doesn't participate in it, one, several thousand or really 1.5 million people will be without health care. And what does Virginia have to offer instead of the federal health care program? That's my problem.
Hmm. Yeah, so I guess you're saying that if offer an alternative as opposed to, but I guess if, what did you say, Beverly, to folks who say, well, the current system is fine in the Commonwealth of Virginia?
No, it's not. I have been in nursing for 40 years. 25 of those I spent as a family nurse practitioner in Hampton in a private practice. And many times I have had patients come in to see me for follow-up visits, and either their blood pressure isn't going well or their diabetes isn't going well. And the reason is each month they have to decide what am I going to treat them, what they are going to treat each month, because sometimes they just can't afford the medications. We try to use generic, but sometimes everyone doesn't respond positively to generic drugs.
Hmm.
And then you try them on your samples, and they work well. But then the insurance company doesn't cover it.
Hmm. We're talking with Beverly James. She's been kind enough to join us with the Virginia Organizing Project. We're talking about the federal health care legislation that has recently passed, but also the Commonwealth of Virginia is entangled here because the Attorney General has filed a lawsuit to block its implementation here in Virginia. Beverly, aside from some focusing on the negative aspect of this story as to why folks are trying to block it, what do you see as advantages to the plan itself? I guess for us lay people who don't really work in the healthcare industry, maybe if you can simplify it, if possible, in certain areas that when you say that you think it would be a good thing for the state of Virginia.
Well, for instance, today, the Department of Health and Human Services will offer a high-risk pool to Virginians who are uninsured for at least 6 months or those who have been denied coverage for pre-existing health conditions.
Okay.
You know, from experience, I know if you have a pre-existing condition, they may give you insurance, but your premium is very high. And I can tell you that happened to me
mm-hmm.
once I took early retirement.
Okay, I understand. Let me ask you, we're talking with Beverly James from the Virginia Organizing Project, and we're talking about the healthcare legislation and the state of Virginia's involvement. Beverly, for folks who would say on the other side of the argument, well, if this is going to become more of a tax burden to folks who live in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and if that was the case, do you feel like I guess I would gauge your opinion on, is it a worthy expense when it comes to making sure that everybody in the state is covered?
I don't see it as a tax burden.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because if, for instance, if you're working for a small company, that your employer gets a tax break. And they are expanding Medicaid coverage for low-income family and individuals. The federal government is going to fund it for 2 years and at 100%, and then 90% thereafter. And that coverage will go to between 250,000 to almost 500,000 Virginians. And they will be increasing federal payments for preventive and primary care and for children coverage.
Beverly, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. When you look at this, and you're, I'm sure, based on our conversation we've been having, you had to be excited when that legislation passed, having worked in this industry and having already expressed some of the thoughts you have thus far. What do you think is the motivation of, and I hate to ask you to speculate, but what, of the Attorney General to try to stop this from, when you see it as such a good thing and you work in the industry itself, if you see where I'm going, what do you think is the motivation to stop it from happening?
I think it's political.
Okay. And is it purely, do you look at it as it gives him a political advantage with those that agree with him to try to do something like this, as opposed to looking at it as a whole of whether or not it's good for the state?
I couldn't have said it better.
I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to. You know, I get in trouble because they're like, "Stop asking leading questions, Jay, and let the person answer." And I try to do that, but I'm a little overly verbose at times.
I think it's more political than looking at the broad picture of who would benefit, and if the Virginians who can't afford it or are underinsured or just have no insurance whatsoever.
Beverly, your colleagues in the industry as far as healthcare here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and we're talking with Beverly James from the Virginia Organizing Project. We're talking about the legislation or the lawsuit, I should say, from Ken Cuccinelli against the federal program that has passed. What do they say? Are you able to kind of, if I were to use the metaphor of a thermometer, gauge what your colleagues think about this, doctors you work with, other nurses?
All right. Back in the 90s, the nurses, you remember the health care reform that they were trying to work on?
Mm-hmm.
Nurses were behind it. And again, this time, the American Nurses Association was for the Health Care Reform Act. So we have supported it because we are frontline to see what really happens when there is patients are underinsured or they might have insurance, but it doesn't cover a lot of things, like preventive care. A lot of them don't cover that. Therefore, it's out of pocket.
Okay.
And some patients just can't afford out of pocket.
And then when you come to doctors that you work with, Beverly, have they, you know, you always wonder about in healthcare industry if there's water cooler talk. And you start talking about stuff like this, and have they expressed any sentiments to you?
Well, you know, some are for it, some are against it. Especially your I think your family practitioners,
mm-hmm.
because they do a lot of Medicare patients and Medicaid patients, and I guess you know that they were going to cut their payments.
And
through
so,
Medicare,
uh-huh.
all right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've extended it for 6 more months, and we don't know what's going to happen after 6 months.
Okay.
So, you know, it's kind of iffy there.
I see what you're saying. And Beverly James has been our guest with the Virginia Organizing Project. So, Beverly, update me. I had seen a story. I need to go back and check with our newsroom. Was there an organized, some type of protest with the Virginia Organizing Project today at all?
Well, it wasn't really a protest.
Okay.
It was, we had a press coverage down at the federal court building on, 7th and Broad?
Mm-hmm.
And I gave my experience as a healthcare professional and as an individual. And then we had someone from small business, a physician in family practice, a student, and a care assistant, primary care assistant. Those are the people that go into the homes and take care of people. Okay?
Right.
And nothing was really negative. We didn't protest. We were just putting out there or explaining to people exactly what the Health Care Reform Act covered.
You were basically, if correct me if I'm wrong, rather than react to the Attorney General or say why you were against what he was doing, you just said why you were for the legislation.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Well, Beverly, I don't want to keep you too long, and we do really appreciate your perspective on this, and I really want to thank you for coming on this afternoon with us.
Okay, thank you for having me.
All right, you have a great evening, okay?
You too. Take care.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.